Welcome to the Quotivation Podcast. Together, we will unlock inspiration one quote at a time. Your host is one of America's top emerging public speakers. He is a former semifinalist in the World Championship of Public Speaking and is an expert motivator. Please welcome Jody Powell.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the Quotivation Podcast, and I hope you are ready to win your week. And I know I say that every week. I hope you've had a great weekend. I hope you're ready to win your week, but I do. And I got to tell you, we got to hear it every week because guess what, folks? It's a mindset. I don't always do it perfectly. I don't always win my week, but we have to stay focused and we have to move forward and try with all of our might to find ways to win our week, to accomplish our goal, to move forward. Whatever it is that we're trying to do. And one of the ways you can do that is by watching the Quotivation Podcast. And I'm excited this week because not only do we have, of course, Amy Real, the real deal in all things mortgage, sponsoring our Shot of Motivation coming up, but we finally sat down with Amy. We get to hear from her as our special guest. She's going to give us an incredible quote, one that I love, one that I have cherished myself. And that's coming up. So stick around, stay tuned. Find a way to win your week this week. And we're going to start off like we do every episode by taking a shot of motivation. And of course, as I mentioned, our shot of motivation is sponsored by Amy Real, the real deal in all things mortgage. Amy can get whatever mortgage issue that you have under control. She can solve it, whether you're looking for that first mortgage, second mortgage, refinance, HELOC, whatever you need. Give Amy a call because she is the real deal in all things mortgage. And she is with Fairway Mortgage, and they have all kinds of things that can help you out in your specific situation. And that's the great thing about Amy is she is absolutely, positively full of integrity. And integrity is what you need when you're working with someone to handle your mortgage situation. You need the best deal for you, and Amy's going to give you that. So let me give you her phone number. Give her a call. Tell her you were Quotivated to get your mortgage deal done. 864-310-9337. That's 864-310-9337. You can email her as well at amy.real, R-E-I-H-L, at fairwaymc.com. Amy Real, she is the real deal in all things mortgage. And her NMLS number is 486-620, and we're going to hear more from Amy in just a few minutes. But for now, thanks, Amy. All right, let's get busy. Let's take a shot of motivation.
It's time for a shot of motivation, where the vibe's like taking a shot, but the high is pure inspiration. This is a quick, powerful boost of motivation to fire up your spirit. Get ready for a rapid infusion of uplifting stories, impactful quotes, and game-changing ideas. It's the swift, potent dose you need to amp up your game and win your week. It's a shot of motivation.
Today, I want to explore two emotions that are often used interchangeably, but in reality, in truth, they're fundamentally different. Joy and happiness. Happiness is something we're very familiar with. It's that feeling of pleasure that we get when things go our way. It's when we receive good news or accomplish a goal or spend time with loved ones. Happiness is wonderful, but it's also fleeting. It's like a burst of sunshine on a cloudy day, you know, and the sun just beams down and you feel that warmth on your skin and on your face. It's like a hug from God. It's great. But that sunshine breaking through on a cloudy day is short-lived. See, happiness is dependent on external circumstances. And when those circumstances change, happiness can vanish just as quickly as it came. But joy is different. Joy is deeper. It's more enduring. Unlike happiness, joy isn't tied to what's going on around us. It's not something that comes and goes with the tides of our fortune. Joy can be present even in the midst of hardship or sorrow, because it comes from within. It's a sense of peace, of contentment that remains steady no matter the ups and downs of life. Think of joy as a river flowing beneath the surface. It's always there. It sustains us, even when the storms of life rage above. Happiness is the sparkling temporary ripples on the surface, but joy is the steady current that moves us forward. Happiness is about what we get: success, recognition, pleasure. It's a reaction to what's happening to us. But joy is about what we give and how we live. It's found in connection, in purpose, in moments when we're true to ourselves and to others. Joy can be found in the simplest of things: quiet moments of reflection, a smile from a stranger, the satisfaction of a job well done. It's not about the grand gestures or the big wins. It's more about the small, meaningful moments that resonate with our soul. And here's the thing. While you can pursue happiness, joy is something that grows within us over time. It's cultivated through gratitude, through resilience, through finding meaning in our experiences, both good and bad. Joy is a choice that we make, a perspective that we adopt, a way of being that we nurture. So as we navigate through life, as we seek for ways to win our week, let's remember the distinction. Seek happiness. Enjoy it when it comes, but don't chase happiness as the ultimate goal. Life is not about being happy. It's about being joyful. Focus on cultivating your joy. Build a life where joy can flourish, a life of purpose, connection, meaning. Because when we do this, we find that even in the darkest times, in the latest of nights, we can still experience a light that's within us and never fades. You know, happiness is the flower in the garden. If the conditions are right, the flower will bloom and be pretty and smell nice. But the soil has to be rich in nutrients. The weather must be consistently accommodating. And the weeds can't grow up around it and choke it out. Happiness is dependent on so many external factors. But joy, oh, joy grows inside you. In your greenhouse, where you choose whether or not to cultivate it. You control the conditions. And when you find your joy and you grow it and you cultivate it, it will sustain you no matter what is happening outside to your flower of happiness. Joy is the quiet confidence that life is still beautiful, even when it's not. It's the strength that carries us through, the anchor that holds us steady. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a gift far greater than just happiness alone. You want to win your week this week? Cultivate your joy and enjoy the happiness when it comes. That's how you can win your week. And that's your shot of motivation. I want to thank Amy Real, the real deal in all things mortgage, for sponsoring this week's shot of motivation.
This has been a shot of motivation from America's leading emerging speaker, Jody Powell. We hope it helps you win your week.
All right, let's get to our special guest this week. Amy Real is a professional mortgage law advisor with over 26 years in financial experience. She is gifted in helping people make home ownership a reality and therefore build generational wealth. She's been a friend of the Quotivation podcast since the inception of the show and has continued to sponsor our Shot of Motivation segment every week. Amy's a longtime friend of mine and one of the most genuine people I know. Please welcome to the Quotivation podcast, the real deal in all things mortgage, Amy Real. Amy, how are you?
I'm great, Jody. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. I'm so excited to chat with you. Of course, I always love chatting with Amy. She is, like I said, she's been a friend of mine for a very long time. We've had the opportunity to work together in many different places, and now working together on this, it's just been a thrill. So, Amy, tell me a little bit about yourself and tell us a little bit about what you're doing now.
So I am a professional mortgage loan advisor, and I get to help people make homeownership a reality. Real life, every day, I love it. So my passion is especially helping those first-time home buyers, things like that, because they are really appreciative of what you do for them and, you know, making their dream come true.
It's got to be such a fulfilling thing to see just someone who is just starting out, getting ready to kind of launch into that phase of life where they're going from, you know, they're kind of growing up, so to speak, and they're able to finally accomplish just a dream of home ownership. Tell me about the fulfillment of that. How does that make you feel to help somebody just hand them the keys to say, here you go, welcome to your home?
It's amazing. And I so enjoy helping people. That's my mission, I think, in life anyway. And this has been such a blessing, seeing these families and, you know, knowing that you make a difference in their life.
It's powerful. And the difference that you make is not only, you know, I think anybody can, well, not anybody, but a lot of people can buy a house. I mean, that there's a process to go through. You get qualified, if you know, all of that kind of stuff. But then there's just the process of building a home. And really establishing the home, your family, what you're there for, what you want to accomplish in life. And so it's just an incredible point in time. I remember my first home, the feeling of walking in the front door and looking around saying, wow, this is all mine, even though the bank owned it.
Of course.
right. But just knowing that I, you know, I have the opportunity now to really create something more than just me. You know, there's the wife, there's now the opportunity for kids, or maybe there's already kids in the situation, and being able to provide just shelter is just it's an incredible feeling, and it's so fulfilling. Absolutely. Tell us a little about the deals that you guys have at Fairway. You know, you guys are, I see your Facebook all the time. You're doing all kind of different things. There's the Patriot deal that you have. Tell us a little bit about some of the deals and some of the specials that you have that are helping particular groups of people.
Absolutely. So the Patriot, we have VA loans, of course, and I love helping our veterans. Giving back to them is really important to me because my brother's a veteran, so it holds a very special place in my heart. But also we have the Buy Before You Sell program, and that's helping people that are moving into our area here, coming from across the country or up north or wherever. We had one gentleman, we actually helped him save his job. Wow. Because he had to sell his house there before he could buy here. And so it all worked out and it was a beautiful transaction. So those are the kind of stories that I like to, you know, keep top of mind and let people know that I actually work with integrity. So, for example, I had a deal this week where I was shopped with a broker, and so they provide a loan estimate that was not as accurate as it should have been. And so the borrower thought that I was charging more, you know, my fees were higher, whatever. And at the end of the day, I explained to her, you know, he's got you in the wrong program. He may give you the best rate or this or that. I said, but this is not the best scenario for you. And so I explained it, and I saved her about $4,800.
Wow.
Because I changed the program. And so she ended up going with me, and I felt like, you know, I had done my job.
Yeah. What's the biggest challenge, you think, for someone that's looking to buy a home, you know, things like that? People that, you know, everyone knows what an interest rate is, and everyone knows kind of how it how it impacts, but what are some of the challenges that people don't understand and ways that they could be taken advantage of in the mortgage process?
That's exactly right. So there are a lot of fees out there that, you know, some lenders charge or some brokers charge that we don't necessarily have. And so I feel like as long as I'm honest and upfront and show them the difference, where I can save them in the long run, that makes a, you know, a huge difference over a 30-year loan.
Oh yeah. I mean, and you think about it, 30 years, it really, and very few of them go to 30 years unless someone is just buying their dream home and that's where they're going to stay and they're going to be in it for 30 years. But, you know, an average mortgage could go, you know, 5, 7, 10 years. And that's a huge part of someone's life. And so being able to save them, like you said, $4,800, that's impactful over the course of 10 years. I mean, there's so many things that you have to do when you buy a home that you don't think about. You think, well, I bought my home. Well, now you got to furnish it. Now you got to have a lawnmower for the yard because that's going to grow real fast. There's, you know, all of the things that come into play where it's like, oh, wait a minute, I got to buy this, I got to buy that. And so being able to help someone save money that way is so impactful and it's so incredible to be able to do that for someone and let them realize that, oh, wow, someone is actually an expert in this and they're looking out for me. And it comes down to one thing, it's integrity. Talk to me about integrity. How important is that to you and how ingrained in that is to you? And where does that come from for Amy?
That's absolutely the case for me. So I feel like if you don't have integrity and, you know, you're only as good as your name. And so that's very important to me. You know, when somebody hears, oh, Amy's with Fairway, that name is important. And when you're licensed professional, that is on the line every day and every decision you make. So it's important to me. And, you know, just like I've always heard, you treat others how you want to be treated. And so I go a little step further. I want to treat everybody like I would treat my mom.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just how I roll.
Yeah. And is that your source of integrity? Does it come from mom?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Tell us about mom.
She's a retired nurse. She was a 40-year nurse. Wow. And retired at 62. And so she is a huge part of my life and a mentor, I guess, and kind of I saw her work, you know, her whole life, and she was always a hard worker, and I'm thankful that she instilled that in me, you know, to become accountable and I don't know, but she's amazing.
Moms are so special, and we can't, it's hard to put into words what moms do for us.
Absolutely.
And yeah, your mom is a sweet, sweet lady. It's fantastic that, and you know, it's important, I think, for people to be able to find that inspiration and mentor, whether it's from mom, dad, whoever it is that's in their life, that pours positivity into them. And I mean, I think if people don't have that in their life, if there's no one there pouring the positivity into you, then man, go find someone that will, because it's incredible. You got to have at least that one support person that's going to not only pour the positivity and build you up, but it's also going to be your guardrails and come to you and say, hey, you're getting off track here. You need to pull it back. Pull it back. That's a bad decision. You need to pull it back into the right lane here. So, yeah, moms are great about that. But it's so important to have somebody in your life to do that and help you win your week. So, how does Amy win your week? How do you do that, Amy? What are some things that you do to win your week every week as you're battling the world of mortgages?
Absolutely. So, part of my Sunday routine to reset is listening to the Quotivation podcast. Honestly, it helps me to focus on mental health, you know, pouring into myself because I'm a single mom. Mm. You know, it's tough out here. And so part of my reset is listening to the Quotivation podcast. And I also listen to a church service. So those are my two things that I do every week. Well, and it really helps.
Well, you're sweet for saying that. I appreciate that. And you know, what we do is it's so nice to hear back that it actually helps. It's powerful. I appreciate that. Amy, let's dive in. Let's talk about your quote, because this can go so deep. And I love the quote. It's one of my favorites. So if you would you tell us the quote, where it came from, and why it's impactful for you?
Absolutely. So it's Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So of course this is from Jeremiah in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And this is my life verse. So I feel like in my journey, as I've gone through a lot, and so having hope in this time and these, you know, the way the world is now is very powerful.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, I'm a single mom, so I don't have somebody constantly pouring into me, you know, so I draw closer to God and get that. Sorry.
No, that's why it's powerful. I mean, God moves us to so many powerful emotions, and you know, this verse provides that hope. And what I love about this verse, is not only does it talk about the plans that God has declared, but plans to prosper and not to harm, plans to give you hope and a future. And the context of this is really interesting, because I think it ties exactly to where we are today. You know, Jeremiah was writing this as a letter to those who were exiled to Babylon and were conquered and captured. And you know, in verse 10, God promises that after 70 years in Babylon, he'll come to the exiles that have been banished there and fulfill his good promise to bring them back to Jerusalem. And that's great hope. But then it's like, wait, after how many years? 70 years? What? And so there's an element to this of, hey, you know, there's a time where you're going to have to suffer. There's a time where you're going to have to go through things that doesn't feel good. And that's all part of the plan. But there is coming a time that God will redeem you, bring you back to Jerusalem. And then it goes into verse 11, which you so eloquently explained there. It just truly is a message of hope. And I think about just kind of where we are today. You know, if you watch the news, if you listen to the national news, or you read, you know, read the news on the internet or whatever. I almost said read the paper. I don't know if anyone actually know what that is.
not today.
No. Not anyone under my age. But if you listen to things that are going on right now, it's just doom and gloom. I think some of these news outlets, they prosper on reporting doom and gloom. And so it can feel very gloomy. It can feel like we're just, we have no hope. And, you know, we're just, mankind is spiraling out of control and headed toward destruction and all this kind of stuff. All these things going on, it's conspiracy theorists and all the people out there spreading all these messages. I think that's where this verse absolutely plays into what we need to hear and what we need to have. And that's that hope that ultimately God still has a plan. And God does not mean for harm to come to us. That's what it says in verse 11, not to harm you, but to prosper you. And I think that's so important for what we're looking at and facing today. And you know, so anyone that's struggling, anyone that feels like there's no hope, or that feels like, gosh, we're living in a world that's just gone mad. Yeah, he knew it would. He knew it would.
And
nothing catches God by surprise. And so we may have to suffer for a little while, but there's hope. There's hope coming. So Amy, tell me with this verse, what are some ways that this hope has been impactful for you?
So like you said, with the challenges of today and all the stress that we're under and things like that, it's just, you have to step back and be thankful for all that he's given us, you know, all the blessings that we do have. And that's where I try to stay, in that thankful, grateful mindset, because otherwise I feel like if you focus on the problem, it's just going to multiply the problem. So that's where I go with it. And like you said, having that hope and knowing that he has better plans than what we ever can imagine. So I think that's the biggest part. We just have to let him be in control.
That's right. And I think I love I love the saying that, man makes plan and God laughs.
There you
I've made some plans. I've made some plans in my life, and it's almost like you can hear God laughing, say, "You have no idea what I have planned for you, pal. It's
That's
going to take you in
absolutely
a
true.
completely different direction." And sometimes, that plan can feel like, "Whoa, wait a minute. You feel a little bit like Jonah. And he's like, "No, I'm not going to Nineveh. You kidding me? I'm going this way." And God just very abruptly reminds Jonah, "No, you're not. That's not where you're going. And if you go that way, then there's going to be, some trouble there." So it's wonderful to submit and to feel like I don't really have to be responsible for my plans. My responsibility is to listen to the plans that God has for us.
Apologize, my nose is
Oh
really
no, you're fine. You're good. It's always such a powerful thing to recognize the plans that God has for us. Amy, as we continue here with Jeremiah 29:11, tell me a little bit about the fact that it says plans to give you hope for a future. What does Amy hope for the future?
So my dream is to one day buy some land and build a family compound. That's my goal. And to keep, because I want to be close to my son once he gets his own house and, wife and children or whatever. And so that's one of my biggest goals right now.
Family is so important.
Absolutely.
Family, and we talked about mom and your son. It's so important to be part of family, to be close to family, to be able to have that connection. And I think that sounds like wonderful plans for the future. And I have no doubt that you're going to achieve that. Amy, as we start to wrap up for this episode, tell me about how someone can listen to this. Maybe there's someone out there that's struggling, that's in that time of being exiled in Babylon. And they're wondering, like, well, am I going to be here for 70 years? And if so, what are the plans? How do we take this quote? How do we take this Bible verse and say, this is how I'm going to make it through this time of suffering, or this time where I am today, in order to make it to the hope and to the make it to prosperity? And it's not prosperity in terms of there's so much out now with this biblical prosperity. God wants everyone to be millionaires and all this kind of stuff. It's not true. That's not what the prosperity is. Prosperity is not about everyone being fat and happy and rich. It's about prospering you in terms of your work. It's about prospering you in terms of your family and the things that you're involved with. So how can someone that's struggling right now really apply Jeremiah 29:11 to their lives? And it helps them when they're weak.
So yeah, Jody, I feel like the prosperity piece of it is not always monetarily.
Right.
So I feel like God wants the best for his children. We are in the palm of his hand. He loves us no matter what. He wants what's best for us and wants to give us the best for our futures. So I feel like if you're in a dark place or having a hard time right now, just know that you can trust in God and pray to him. And feel his presence and his peace, because he will wrap you just like he's carried me so many times. And I feel like that's the biggest part of this, that he's always there, no matter what.
He is always there, and it's always interesting. So many people say, well, I can't feel God in my life. Well, then you've moved. You've moved. God hasn't moved. God hasn't gone anywhere. We are the ones that move away or move in different directions. And it's real simple to find our way back to God. It's just, we don't even have to look. In fact, it's the opposite. You have to close your eyes and you have to call to him. And there he is every single time. It's never failed. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. You know, Jeremiah was an interesting character in the Bible. He was a prophet who was called by God at a very early age. Many people refer to Jeremiah as the weeping prophet because many of his prophecies before the fall of Jerusalem in 586 BC, he was the doomsday prophet. He was like, this fall is coming. We're headed towards destruction, and we're getting away from God. He would rail against idolatry, and people would mock him and make fun of him. But he had the vision from God that truly, if we don't straighten up, if things don't work out, Jerusalem will fall. And I think a lot of times for us, we look around in our society, particularly here in America, and we think, we are not above falling, you know? And so just bringing people back to really understanding the true purpose of God's love and understanding our role here is so incredibly important. And you have helped remind us of that, Amy, with this verse, this quote for the week, Jeremiah 29:11. And I think it's been fantastic. I have thoroughly enjoyed this conversation. Thank you so much, Amy, for being on the Quotivation Podcast. Thank you for all you do for the Quotivation Podcast. You're such a wonderful friend of the show, and we love the fact that we can share and chat and be a part of your week to help you win your week. So thank you for being on this week.
Sir Jody, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
We appreciate hearing from you, Amy. I want to thank you again for being on the Quotivation Podcast, bringing us a fantastic quote straight out of the Bible that gives us the reassurance that there is something bigger than just what goes on up here in our minds in terms of what God has planned for us. And I hope you can find what God has planned for you as you search to win your week this week. But before you go do that, stick around. We've got just enough time for the last slice of cheesecake.
How about some dessert before you go? There isn't anything that can't be solved over a slice of cheesecake. So before we wrap things up, sit back, relax, and enjoy the last slice of cheesecake.
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and the future. It's interesting when I think about the second part of that verse, it feels like something that we're planning for our lives. It feels like a session where we're mapping out our future, what we want it to look like. Prosperity, having no harm come to me or to my family, hope, a bright future. These are things that God has promised, in this case, the exiles that are found in Babylon. In the earlier verse, verse 10, I touched on this in our conversation with Amy. God is talking to these exiles in Babylon that says, basically, that in 70 years, I will come and bring you home, bring you back to Jerusalem. He's giving them time frames. He is allowing them to know that there's going to be a time where you are going to have to endure. You're going to have to endure your current situation. You're going to have to endure your circumstances. And if you're faithful and you're obedient and you're able to endure these circumstances, then the plans that I have for you to prosper, for you not to be harmed, for you to have hope and a future, be brought to fruition. It's funny, you know, the old saying that when man plans, God laughs, because God has different plans for our lives and different directions that he wants to take us. And I have come to find that to be absolutely true. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't plan for our lives. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't plan for our future, but it does mean that we need to recognize that our plans need to be nimble, need to be fluid. They need to align with what our faith says versus what our reality says. Now, I've never proclaimed this to be a Christian podcast or anything like that. This is a podcast for everyone to come, to be motivated, to be inspired, to listen, to hear. But also, I do have a faith. I do have a faith in God. I have a faith in Jesus Christ. And sometimes that comes through, especially when I have a guest like Amy who comes and brings so much integrity and so much humility into a conversation and brings for her favorite quote, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Amy talked about how this verse has sustained her throughout most of her life, the ups and the downs, the good and the bad, the people in her life that have supported her, her mom, her friends. Life's hard. Life is hard. It really is. We all go through so many difficult situations, times of sorrow, times of sadness, feelings of exile. I don't know any of us that are actually exiled to another country, but there are times that we feel exiled from friends, from family, from things that we have enjoyed, things that we have known as home. And this quote, this verse brings us hope. It brings us plans for the future. It brings us comfort to know that there is a God and that God has plans specifically for you, not plural you, not a group you, not you, the United States, or you, a particular group of people. God has plans for you individually to prosper you and not to harm you. Now, that's not to say that if you sit back and wait, God's going to make you rich. That's just false. It's just false. But it is to say that if you align yourself with the plans that God has for you and you allow God to use you in a powerful way to make an impact on the world, you will prosper. Maybe not financially. Maybe you'll prosper through family. Maybe you'll prosper through notoriety. Maybe you'll prosper through the kingdom of God. Rewards that are stored up, the Bible says, in treasures that are stored in heaven. We don't know the prosperity that God has planned for us, but what we do know is that God plans for us to prosper. I hope as you go out in this week and you find ways to win your week, you keep in mind that there is a greater plan for your life, that your specific circumstance right now is not forever now. The one thing you can count on in life is change. Things are going to change, and whether those things change for the good or the bad, we must keep in mind that the long haul, the marathon that we're running, there are plans for us, plans that we make, sure, but more importantly, plans that God has decided for your future to give you hope, to give you a future. That's what Jeremiah 29:11 promises. So as you go out this week and you make plans, you set goals, you want to achieve things, whether it be in your career, your personal life, or whatever it is that you're working on, as you set these goals, set them in a way that they are able to be changed, that they're nimble, that they are ready to fall in line with the greater plan that has been created for you so that you can prosper, so that no harm will come to you, so that you have hope, so that you have a future, so that you win your week. That's all the time we have for the Quotivation Podcast. I want to thank Amy Real, the real deal in all things mortgage, for being my very special guest, for her unwavering support of the Quotivation Podcast, and for sponsoring this week's Shot of Motivation. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for listening. Until next time, stay quotivated.
You have been listening to the Quotivation Podcast, hosted by America's leading emerging speaker, Jody Powell. If you would like to book Jody to speak at your company, conference, or next event, visit www.jodypowellspeaks.com. You can also email him at Jody, that's J-O-D-Y, at jodypowellspeaks.com. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the Quotivation Podcast. And remember, stay quotivated.